Okay, we're on Daf Tzadi Hey Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, and two lines up before the end of the Amud, the Ibois Ema. And we're still looking for a Hezber, some explanation of the Machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Gamaliel. Tanakama holds that you only are allowed to carry and wear one pair of tefillin in order to save it from possible destruction, desecration out there in the public area. So you wear it, and it's called a malbush, but you're not allowed to take two pairs of tefillin and wear it at the same time. Whereas Rabbi Gamaliel allows you to wear both pairs of tefillin because he considers it a malbush. And the Gemara, up until this point, assumes or suggests that the Machlokes revolves around Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, whether or not you could have in the Mokum Tefillin, both in the case of Shal Rosh and in the case of Shal Yad, there's enough room, enough space, so to speak, for two pairs of Tefillin. And what that means is that if during the weekday you could possibly find a scenario in which you wear two pairs of tefillin in the same location, and that is physically possible if you hold like Rav Shmuel, therefore that makes two pairs of tefillin into a tachshit, and therefore Rav Gamliel makes sense. He's going to allow you to wear two pairs of tefillin. And that was the first explanation that the Gemara offered. Now, where does the tefillin have to be worn? So the Gemara quotes a brice of Bei Menashe, that as far as the tefillin Shel Yad is concerned, there's a place called the Kibores, and that's called Al Yodecha. And then as far as Bein Einecha is concerned, that's a place called the Kodkod. And the question now becomes whether we can validate a tachshit in the case of wearing two pairs of tefillin. Can two pairs of tefillin be worn simultaneously in the same location as tefillin? The Gemara backtracks on this and suggests that it could be everybody agrees that you could wear two pairs of tefillin in that spot, though even the Tanakam accepts the premise of Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. But the machlokis is whether Shabbos is zman tefillin or lav zman tefillin. Tanakama holds that Shabbos is zman tefillin, and therefore, if you were to wear two pairs of tefillin, which you can physically, you would be violating Baal Tosif, and that would undermine the status of tefillin as a tachshit, because tefillin is a tachshit by way of mitzvah, and here, to wear two pairs of tefillin, that's unacceptable. Whereas Gamliel holds that Shabbos is lavzman tefillin, and therefore, our status on tefillin on Shabbos is not a Baal Tosif status. You know, nowhere is the Torah going to object to wearing 1, 2, or 50 pairs of tefillin at the same time on Shabbos? Nothing of the sort, because Shabbos loves man tefillin. But the issue is purely, the issue boils down to whether it's a tachshit. And a tachshit means because on the weekday I could be wearing more than one pair of tefillin. And since, at least physically, according to Rav Shmuel, you could have two pairs of tefillin on the same head, therefore there could be a tachshit. Again, on Chol, you would not be allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time, because that would constitute Baal Tosif, because obviously that's Zman tefillin. But as far as defining a tachshit is concerned, if it's feasible in a time period that's Lav Zman tefillin to wear two pairs of tefillin simultaneously in the same location, which is Royal Mitzvah, so the Kodkod and the Kibores, that would all be a tachshit. So therefore, Gamliel, insofar as he holds that Shabbos loves man tefillin, he's free of the shackles of Baal Tosif. Therefore, the entire issue reduces itself to one issue, namely, is it a tachshit? And if he could wear both tefillin on the same spot, that makes it into a tachshit. Shabbos loves man tefillin, therefore he's allowed to wear both pairs of tefillin. And this brings us to Ibois Emor. And now the Gemara has another version of the Machlok. It's the Kuli Alma. Both the Tanakam and Rav Gamliel agree that Shabbos man tefillin he. So now we have a mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, which means that in order to generate the status of tachshit, it depends upon the mitzvah. And we understand the Chachamim Shita very well, because since Shabbos man tefillin, if you wear two pairs of tefillin simultaneously, you would be violating Baal Tosef. And that would undermine the status of tefillin as a tachshit, because the Torah prohibits you from wearing two pairs of tefillin at the same time. But Hocha b'mitzvah srichas kavana kam mifligi. The machlokas here, he is motivated to wear the tefillin in this particular occasion in order to save the tefillin. And he's not motivated for kavana l'shem mitzvah. Tanakama sover lotzeis boy kavana. The Tanakama holds that mitzvah srichas kavana. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, you need kavana. And therefore, you cannot, there's no permission to wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time, because what's going to happen here? Let's see. If he wears more than one pair of tefillin, and he's going to have kavana. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to always emphasize that we're operating here with two premises. Actually, maybe it's three premises. Let's just mention. So first of all, we're assuming that Shabbos is man tzitzis. It's man tefillin. Correct? That's premise number one. And according to Chacham, we're going to introduce another premise, which is means mitzvah srichas kavan. Fine. But before we get to that second premise, we have in between the two premises, we have a hidden premise. And that is that wearing tefillin on Shabbos could either be a tachshit or a masa, and the determining factor is going to be mitzvah. So follow this. Until now, when we were discussing Rabbi Gamliel, at least, we investigated the possibility that even if Shabbos is lav zman tzitzis, lav zman tefillin, you still would be allowed to wear the tefillin on Shabbos because of the halach of tachshit. The Gemara now in the Ibois Emor is dropping that premise, and the Gemara assumes that if you hold Shabbos man tzitzis, then the only way you could be matir wearing the tzitzis... I'm sorry, whenever I say tzitzis, I mean tefillin. That if I hold, and everybody agrees to this point, that Shabbos man tefillin, then forget about tachshit as a concept unto itself. What generates the status of tachshit is the mitzvah. Okay, so now the question is, can I fulfill a mitzvah of tefillin by wearing two pairs of tefillin at the same time? So let's go through the two shittos. The Rabbanan hold mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana, correct? So he's going to have kavana, let's lomazugin, for one pair of tefillin. He will not have kavana for the other pair of tefillin, because if he would have kavana for the other pair of tefillin, then he would violate the Isur of Baal Tosef. And if he doesn't have kavanah for the second pair of tefillin, then the second pair of tefillin is completely void of a mitzvah element. And we're assuming now that what makes it into a tachshit, it's the mitzvah. So he cannot possibly wear the second pair of tefillin because Because what? Mimanafshach. Let's make it into Mimanafshach. If you're going to tell me that he would have kavana for the second pair of tefillin, that's impossible because then he would be violating Baltosif. Elamai, you're going to tell me that on the second pair of tefillin, he won't have kavana. Well, if he won't have kavana, then he completely undermines the status of that second pair of tefillin as a mitzvah, because the Rabbanan are holding mitzvah strichas kavana. In the absence of kavana, it's not a mitzvah. And therefore, it's not a takshit. And we're going to have to rack our brains to figure out what Rabbi Gamliel is going to say about this, because right now, you know, if all our premises are correct, we're stuck with a mimanafshach. No matter how you slice the cake, there's no possibility of allowing him to wear the second pair of tefillin. If he's going to have kavana, again, we're assuming now Mitzvah Shrichas kavana, if he's going to have kavana for the second pair of tefillin, then he's going to be in violation of Baltosif. So that certainly cannot be permissible. And if, on the other hand, he's going to have kavana only for one pair of tefillin and not for the other pair of tefillin, then the other pair of tefillin is not a tefillin shel mitzvah. He doesn't have a ma'aser mitzvah wearing tefillin. And tefillin now becomes a masa because it cannot be a takshit. What makes tefillin into a takshit is the mitzvah. And all this, you know, this, the Gemara doesn't clarify all this, meaning the Gemara just gives us bits and pieces of information and we have to flesh it out. What the Gemara doesn't point out here is that now we're dropping what was once on the radar screen on our list of possibilities that you can have lavzman tefillin and still call it a takshit. The Gemara subtly right now drops that possibility. Oh, so now we get to Rabbi Gamliel. What are we going to do with Rabbi Gamliel? How is he going to allow wearing two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos? And he holds, like the Chachamim, that Shabbos Zman Tefillin, how can you wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time? Rabbanan Savri, Rabbi Gamliel Savar, Lo Boi Kavana, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, or any mitzvah for that matter, you don't need Kavana. You don't need kavana. Oh, so wait a minute. Rabbi Gamliel basically has agreed with two out of three of our premises. He agrees, number one, that Shabbos is man tefillin. He agrees, number two, that what permits you to wear tefillin on Shabbos, in a Rishon Sarabim, right? That's only the kiyum mitzvah. There's no such thing as an independent classification as a takshit in the case of tefillin. Oh, but now he's going to reject the premise, the principle of mitzvah srichas kavana. So what? How does that save Rabbi Gamliel? He's not going to have kavana. He's not going to have kavana. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm going to just work this out. I know what I'm about to say is wrong, but just if you could allow me the poetic license. Let me go through two possibilities. If mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, right? Mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana. So the Gemara obviously is trying to upgrade the tefillin to the status of a mitzvah. Correct? Otherwise, why does the Gemara say, Rabbi Gamliel Savar, lo boi kavana? It means that the Gemara is working overtime to try to set up the tefillin as a mitzvah. Now, wait a second. What do you mean tefillin as a mitzvah? Obviously, tefillin is not a tashin unless it's a mitzvah. So Rabbi Gamliel is in trouble. And you're going to tell me that he has a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah does he have? He's just saving his tefillin. The answer is, I couldn't care less whether he's saving his tefillin or whether he's being Mekayim in the mitzvah tefillin and Shabbos is man tefillin. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel, and this is what forces the Gemara to introduce the next premise, in explaining Rabbi Gamliel, he holds that mitzvos ain't tzrichos kavana. Well, wait a minute, Rabosai. We're not out in the clear. We're going to have to add another premise here, which is again written between the lines here in the Gemara. Because even if Rabbi Gamliel holds that the matir of tefillin on Shabbos is going to be the mitzvah, and even if he holds that mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana, we still have an issue. Okay, fine. Both tefillin can be upgraded to the status of a mitzvah. Why? Because mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana. But now I have another problem. What's my problem now, Rabosai? Bal Tosef. Because if you're going to tell me that mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana, and therefore both pairs of tefillin can be upgraded to the status of a mitzvah, and that's why you're allowed to wear and say both pairs of tefillin simultaneously, what are you going to do with Bal Tosef? The Torah says wear one pair of tefillin, not two pairs of tefillin. We're going to have to add another premise that Bal Tosef needs kavana. That mitzvahs eidom tzrichas kavana, but Bal Tosef needs kavana, which means that he has to have kavana to change the mitzvah, to add to the mitzvah. And since he's not interested in adding to the mitzvah, he's only motivated to save the tefillin. So the tefillin become a tachshit because he is mekayim the mitzvah, but what would negate the mitzvah? The fact that he has two pairs of tefillin simultaneously, and that's a Bal Tosef. The answer is there is no Bal Tosef. And why is there no Bal Tosef? Because he doesn't have kavana to add to the mitzvah. It's so paradoxical. Because in terms of being mekayim the mitzvah and upgrading his levisha to the status of a tachshit, we're going to say ain't tzrichas kavana. And therefore, he's going to have on both pairs of tefillin a mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana that allows me to upgrade the tefillin to the status of a mitzvah. But now we have a problem. What lurks in the shadows, you know, the bull that comes out into the rink, is the fact that you have a Bal Tosef here. The Torah doesn't allow you to be mekayim two mitzvahs of tefillin and wear them both simultaneously. And the answer is that he doesn't have kavana for the purpose of adding to the mitzvah. His kavanah is to save the tefillin. That doesn't undermine the mitzvah tefillin. Why? Because mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah, according to Rabbi Gamliel. But what it does undermine and completely negate is the violation of Bal Tosef. And why? Because since he needs these tefillin in order to save the tefillin, he's not at all interested in what? In the mitzvah tefillin. Again, that doesn't bother me as far as mitzvah tefillin is concerned. But nevertheless, what it does is it saves him by removing Bal Tosef. So even without kavanah, he's mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. And now we can upgrade both tefillin to the status of a tachshit. And therefore, regarding each pair of tefillin, we could say that it's a kiyum mitzvah tefillin, even without kavanah for the mitzvah tefillin. He's only trying to save the tefillin. And as a result, it's not a maso, but rather it's a tachshit. You're going to tell me about Tosef, because now you're admitting that he's mekayim the mitzvah with both pairs of tefillin, and that is because mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. That's how you got to the position where each tefillin is a tachshit. What about Bal Tosef? And the answer is, since he doesn't have kavana l'shem mitzvah, that's going to neutralize his Bal Tosef. It's really wild what the Gemara is saying. Because the Gemara is saying that on the one hand, we don't need kavana, but on the other hand, we do need kavana. And it's sort of like lakula in both directions. Do you need kavana l'shem mitzvah, do you not? Well, it's a very complicated question, because it really depends. If you're talking about whether I need kavana in order to fulfill the mitzvah tefillin, the answer is no, according to Rabbi Gamliel. If you're talking about whether I need kavana l'shem mitzvah in order to violate Bal Tosef, Rabbi Gamliel holds, yes, I need kavana. So in this strange set of circumstances where he doesn't have kavana l'shem mitzvah, he's only interested in Hatzala, he's mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, which vis-a-vis each pair of tefillin that he's wearing, because mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, that solves the problem of masa and upgrades the tefillin to the state of what? of tachshit, because he has a kiyum mitzvah vis-a-vis each one of the pairs of tefillin, despite the absence of kavana. But on the other hand, if you're asking me, what about Baal Tosef, which is going to blow the whole thing, you know, torpedo the whole thing out of the water, because he cannot possibly be considered a tachshit if he's violating Baal Tosef. You know, Baal Tosef and a kiyum mitzvah cannot coexist. The answer is that Baal Tosef needs kavana. And in the absence of kavana, where he's not trying to change the mitzvah or add to the mitzvah, he doesn't violate Baal Tosef.
You can see from this that the mitzvahs are say ain't shrikas kavana, but the mitzvahs lo sasa, you do need kavana. Without kavana, then
I'm not sure that we should say that, because you know that's a gigantic machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about whether lo sasas need kavana or not. I think he's saying something as what we call a din miyuchad in Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef means, you know, you're better than the Torah. You think you're smarter than the Torah. You know how to add to the Torah and change it. You know, you don't want to take four minim, you want to add a fifth minim. And you don't want to wear one pair of tefillin, you want two pairs of tefillin. Here, we have a precondition of kavana. I don't know if I'm willing to commit, you know, Rav Gamliel to universally accept the principle of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that lo sasas need kavana. Like, for example, Rabbi Shimon will allow you to take a certain medication that you need as a therapy for X, even though it'll cause sirus, which is a violation of a lav d'oraisa. And Rabbi Shimon will say it's a davar sheino miskaven, and therefore there's no kavana in the avera, and it's mutter. Again, mutter midoraisa, the abundance, but it's mutter midoraisa. I don't know if we have to necessarily commit Rabbi Gamliel to that position. Rabbi Gamliel saying something about the nature of Baal Tosef. You know, what is Baal Tosef? And here's where kavana, you know, it reminds me a little bit. Do you remember, Rabbi, when we were discussing Shabbos, but not in the recent learning of Shabbos. Way back when we learned Shabbos, we used to use the Hare Kedem. I don't know if you remember those good old days. So we came up with a couple of malachas out of the 39, where Rav Soloveitchik over and over again came up with a chiddush that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Dover Shedim Eskavit Eschayiv, would agree that in this malacha, kavana is a prerequisite. The Rav said it as far as tzeda is concerned. So let's say, for example, you know, a person is standing at the opening of a Pesach, and there's a tzvi inside the house, and he has no awareness there was somebody else who was there, and that guy checked out, and so forth and so on. Even Rabbi Yehuda would hold in that case, you don't violate Melechus tzeda. And then the Rav had it with regard to Makavah Patish. I remember that Makavah Patish means that you want to complete the kli. Where else did he have it? What was that? In Perikiro we had it. He had another malacha where he said that kavana is integral to the malacha itself. It wasn't Bishol. What was it? Maybe it was Kibui. Oh yeah, Kibui. If you hold, you have to. That Kibui is Osepecham, which means he needs the, you know, he needs the coal that's burnt after the burning process. Anyway, the Rav had this in three or four malachas that kavana is an integral, essential part of the malach itself. I'm just borrowing the methodology and I'm applying it here to Baal Tosef, according to Rav Gamliel at least, that Baal Tosef requires kavana. Okay, now we get to another approach to the machlokas. That's on Daf Tzadivov, Amid Aleph. Okay. V'bayis ema. The kuli alma. Lotzeis lo boy kavana. Even the Tanakhama will agree that you could be yotze the mitzvah of tefillin without kavana. Now, if that be the case, then let's stop here for a moment. We were urgently pressing for mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, according to the Chachamim. in order to explain why the Rabbanon had a problem with the second pair of tefillin. Because with regard to the second pair of tefillin, you couldn't upgrade it to the status of a mitzvah and therefore make it into a tachshit, because Rabbanon held mitzvah srichas kavana. But now we're holding that even the Rabbanon hold mitzvah saying srichas kavana. In a sense, we're now captured by Rabbi Gamliel's logic, because if mitzvahs einam tzrichas kavana, then both pairs of tefillin should be upgraded to the status of a tachshit by virtue of the mitzvah, unless you can introduce bal tosif, says the Gemara. But hacha laver mishum bal tosif ka miflegi. What is the subject of machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir? I'm sorry, the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. The machlokus is when you do a mitzvah, which is an act of a mitzvah, to such an extent that you would be makayim the mitzvah, if not for the fact that you did the mitzvah in a way which is bal tosif. And Tanakama sovar laver mishum bal tosif lo boy kavana, meaning that this very special separate halacha that we said in the Rambam Gamliel's frame of reference, that you don't violate bal tosif by virtue of what looks like, if we take a photograph, a bal tosif situation where you're wearing two pairs of tefillin at the same time, but rather you need kavana. That was the way we understood Rambam Gamliel, because what after all is bal tosif if not a man's effort to try to change the mitzvah? But if he's only interested in saving the pair of tefillin, he's not trying to change or add to the mitzvah, there was no bal tosif. On that point itself, the Rabbanan disagree, and the Tanakhama says that to the same extent that mitzvahs don't need kavana, even bal tosif doesn't need kavana. Which means that we look at the mechanical, external maisa mitzvah, and what we see in front of our eyes, as we said before, if you would take a picture of it, is a man wearing two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. And if this be the case, what we're looking at is a bal tosif situation. Again, we have to warn him. He has to be aware of it. That's something else. But I'm not talking about awareness. I'm talking about whether or not he's interested in changing the mitzvah. He's not in the least bit interested in changing the mitzvah. And that's Rabbi Gamliel, who says, Lava mishum bal tosif boy kavana. If he doesn't have kavana to add to the mitzvah, etc., he doesn't violate any bal tosif. Therefore, he's allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin. And we're holding that mitzvahs einam tzrichas kavana, Shabbos is man tefillin, and therefore it's a tachshit. He's not violating bal tosif because he doesn't have kavana l'shem mitzvah. Comes along the Chachamim, Rav Tanakama, and insists that if you wear two pairs of tefillin, even though you're not doing so and you're not motivated to add to the mitzvah in any shape or form, nevertheless, he's going to violate the Isur Shabbos. Why is he violating the Isur Shabbos? You want to tell me that they're both considered a tachshit? The problem is that he violates bal tosif, and bal tosif is mafkia the mitzvah of tefillin, and by being mafkia the mitzvah, undermining the mitzvah of tefillin, even though mitzvah saying srichas kavana, but here we have bal tosif, therefore tefillin becomes a masa, and he cannot wear the second pair of tefillin. So the first pair of tefillin is wunderbar, because with kavana, without kavana, it doesn't matter. He's mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, because mitzvah saying in srichas kavana, Shabbos man tefillin, and therefore it is a tachshit. But when he gets the second pair of tefillin, although mitzvah seinam tzrichas kavana, and he could fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin with the second pair of tefillin, if not for the lion that comes out of the den, and that is bal tosif. He doesn't have kavana to add to the mitzvah. He's just interested and motivated to save the tefillin. The answer is no. The very objective maisa, forget about what he's thinking in his mind and what motivates him, that itself is bal tosif. Again, I point that on the side, you know, he's a shogeg or whatever, that's not my issue. My only issue is whether we have a bal tosif situation, and now we have a fundamental machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel as to whether or not there's bal tosif without kavana to add to the mitzvah. So, Rabosa, when we think about it, you know, the way this, what I call the shtalshalus ha-sugya, the development of the sugya, it's pretty fascinating, because at one point, the Gemara thought that the machlokas is about tefillin. And can you wear two pairs of tefillin on your arm at the same time? And then the Gemara says, no, the machlokas is about Shabbos and whether or not Shabbos is my tefillin. Then the Gemara says, no, the machlokas is whether mitzvah shrichas kavon or not. And now the Gemara is saying, no, the machlokas is about whether Baal Tosef needs kavon. Rabbi Ose, it's a very exciting sugya to me anyway. If I could share my enthusiasm with you, because the Gemara, you know, there's so many different arrows here coming out of one box, so many different possibilities as to what is the area of halacha about which we have machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanna Kamma. Again, just for my own sanity, I want to go through the four possibilities. The first possibility was that the machlokas is all about tefillin. And it has to do with whether or not you can wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time. And then the Gemara drops that. Everybody agrees you can wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time. The machlokas is whether or not Shabbos is man tefillin or lav's man tefillin. And if Shabbos is man tefillin, then we're stuck with the Baal Tosef situation vis-a-vis the second pair of tefillin. So now we've left the area of tefillin and we're asking about Shabbos and its relationship to the mitzvah of tefillin. Then we come to the third opinion, and now the Gemara is saying that the machlokas is whether mitzvah srichas kavon or not, and how that applies to tefillin. And now we're saying, no, everybody agrees that mitzvahs ain't srichas kavon, and the machlokas is about Baal Tosef. Now we have a fifth possibility. And that is e-sviral under Shabbos Zman Tefillin. If we're going to maintain, which was the common premise according to the last two out of three interpretations, that everybody agrees that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, is the Kuli Alma Lo Lavar Boy Kavana, Velo Lotes Boy Kavana. Now the Gemara is saying that both as far as Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, both as far as the Kavana in Baal Tosef, we don't require Kavana. So it means everybody agrees that if you wear two pairs of tefillin, then you yotze the Mitzvah Tefillin without Kavana. And if you're asking me about Baal Tosef, you need Kavana in order to violate Baal Tosef. And everybody agrees here that when you wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos without Kavana, which means that everybody agrees that if you wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos without Kavana, you would violate Baal Tosef. But the problem is, Hacha Belava Shelo Bizmano Kamifligi. Again, if it would, you see, e-svirale, you have to emphasize the word e-svirale. The Gemara is making a hypothetical statement. If all the Tanoim, the Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel, would have agreed, theoretically, that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, then we have an absolute unanimous opinion that it would be awesome to wear two pairs of tefillin. And the reason for that is because lavar lo boy kavan. Again, the language is a little bit tricky, but we'll read it the way it makes more sense in terms of logic. Lavar lo boy kavana, which means that to violate Baal Tosef, you don't need Kavana. And since Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, then there's a violation of Baal Tosef by virtue of the external objective Maisa. You're doing a Maisa of wearing two Tefillin in its moment of Mitzvah. And despite the fact that you're not motivated to change the Mitzvah, you violate Baal Tosef. So if a person wears tefillin, he will fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin because lo boy kavana. You don't need kavana for the mitzvah. That's called mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana.
Hot water in here. Yeah.
Okay. So again, as far as the mitzvah is concerned, we hold Einam Tzrichas Kavana. And if Shabbos would be Zman Tefillin, then you would be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tefillin on both ways of Tefillin, which would incur the violation of Baltosif, and that would certainly enjoin you from wearing a second pair of Tefillin. There would be no machlokas about that. But now the Gemara says that both the Tanakam and Gamliel hold that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin. Now, if Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin, so then, what exactly is the machlokas? Hacha. Ah. So it's another machlokas about Baltos. So until now, we raised the possibility that there was a machlokas, Tanakama, and Rav Gamliel about Baltosif. In the absence of Kavana, in other words, you have no intention of changing the mitzvah and adding to the mitzvah. And the Chacham say, nevertheless, you violate Baltosif. Rav Gamliel says, there's no Baltosif. Now we're saying, no. Everybody agrees. Even Rav Gamliel would admit that you violate Baltosif without Kavana, but only during the Zman of the Mitzvah. And here we're talking about Shabbos. What's the status of Shabbos? Oh, so Shabbos now is Lav Zman Tefillin. Is there Baltosif? Like, I'll give you an example. If, again, this is a ridiculous question, but would I violate Baltosif today if I took 5 minim instead of 4 minim for an esrog? Obviously not, because Baltosif has to be a Maisa Mitzvah. And a Maisa Mitzvah depends upon the Zmana Mitzvah. Now we're holding that Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin. Hocha Bel Lav Har Shalom B'Zmano Kam Miflagi Tanakama Sovar. A very difficult position, which again I'm going to try to work and explain, but it's not simple. The Tanakama holds lo boy kavana. Imagine, he doesn't have kavana to change the mitzvah. And he's wearing tefillin, two pairs of tefillin, shalom bismana mitzvah. And nevertheless, he violates Baltosif. There are two strikes here, I will say, against Baltosif. One strike is that he doesn't have kavana for the mitzvah. So if he doesn't have kavana, then he certainly doesn't have kavana to change the mitzvah. He doesn't even have kavana in the mitzvah. And the second premise now, which I call tarti l'reisa, is that it's not even the zmana mitzvah. So it's bad enough that he didn't have kavana to change the mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah by adding a pair of tefillin. But on top to boot, it's not even the zmana mitzvah. And deswegen, nevertheless, the Chachamim, the Tanakama holds that you violate Baltosif. And that's going to undermine the status of wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Again, now we're going to have to decide which pair of tefillin is the Baltosif pair of tefillin. Okay, we'll leave that out. Oh, but now we get to Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel's intuitively logical. And he says, Lav Hashalo Bismana Boy Kavana. At least drop, you know, I could accept that you drop the requirement of kavana for Baltosif. That we suggested such a possibility. And even if he doesn't have kavana, he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah Chach. So the Torah recognizes this Maisa Mitzvah as a change, as an addition to the mitzvah. Okay, maybe that would qualify as Baltosif. But Shalom is Mano? You know, I give the example of wearing tefillin on his feet. You know, is he going to violate it? He puts two pairs of tefillin on his feet, chas v'shalom, right? So you're going to tell me he violates Baltosif? You need a Maisa Mitzvah. And Shalom Bismano is not even considered a Maisa Mitzvah. And three cheers for Rav Gamliel. What is the Shita of the Tanakama? And I'll just read to you his translation of the Shita of the Tanakama. And he says the following. He says, "Afil shalo bizmano, ein tzar kavana l'shei mitzvah k'dei lavar bibaltosif, mishum shegam mitzvah anase shalo bizmano, v'af b'li kavana, nikreis mitzvah." I think what he means is Nikreis Maisa Mitzvah. I think that's what he means. He just says Nikreis Mitzvah. He even has Mitzvah in inverted commas here. He says V'ya Osa Osa U'mosif al Mitzvah HaTorah Over Be'isur Baltosif V'lachein Osel Aniach Yoser Mizug Echad. I guess when he puts on the second Zug, maybe we could say that's when he's being Mosif. V'afal Gav De Shabbos Enos Man Mitzvah. Wow, this is so far. I mean, you know, you're telling me one chiddush on top of the other, one chumra on top of the other. One chumra is that he doesn't have the least interest in adding to the mitzvah. That's not his motivation. He violates Baal Tosef, and Rabbi Gamliel would agree. But it's shelo b'zmano. At least, says Rabbi Gamliel, tell me you have kavanah to add to the mitzvah. So, for example, I was thinking, what happens on Shmini Atzeres, a man takes the Dalet Minim? Ich bin azaf chumer, so I'm going to take my Dalet Minim even on Shmini Atzeres. Slav Zman HaMitzvah. I mean, let's talk in Eretz Yisrael. Forget about Yontav Sheni. I mean, plenty of Torah on that. But here in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Sfeik in the Yoma. It's Shmini Atzeres. And he decides he's going to shake the lulav. So Lama Zogin, he has Kavana to be Yotze on eighth day of Lula. And that's his thing. You know, he goes beyond the letter of the law. He wants to add an eighth day of Lula. Right, there's a group of today, the modern contemporary singers, Jewish singers, the eighth day. Have you heard of them? Anyway, so this guy is an eighth day lulav man. So Rav Gamliel says, you know what? He violates Baal Tosef. So you'll ask me, what do you mean he violates Baal Tosef? A man takes a lulav on Tu B'Shvat and he violates Baal Tosef? Ah, Shmini Atzeres is different than Tu B'Shvat. Because Shmini Atzeres means that he's adding on another day of the mitzvah lekachtem lachem. And if he expands the mitzvah, that becomes a violation of Baal Tosef. Comes along Rabbi Gamliel, and he says, but Shabbos, as far as Tefillin is concerned, is like Tu B'Shvat. There's no shaychus between Tefillin and Shabbos, as far as the mitzvah of Shabbos. The man wants to wear Tefillin on Tu B'Shvat. He wants to take the Dal Minim on Tu B'Shvat. So he's not a shaita. That's not Baal Tosef. He wants to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So call him a shaita if you want. Don't call him Baal Tosef. Zokt Rav Gamliel, if he has kavana, then he is expanding the mitzvah of tefillin from 6 days a week to 7 days a week. That's Baal Tosef. He's trying to effectuate a change in the mitzvah by adding another day for the mitzvah. That too is Baal Tosef. Says Rav Gamliel, but that's only if he has kavana l'shem mitzvah. But if he's wearing the extra tefillin for the sake of what? Of saving the tefillin. So he doesn't have kavana for Baal Tosef. If he's not expanding the mitzvah of tefillin from 6 days to 7 days, give it a break. He's just trying to carry the tefillin and save them from destruction. You can't tell me that he's expanding the mitzvah into the seventh day. Comes along the Tanakhama, and again, it's a really, really, you know, he's far out on a pole over here. And he says, you know what, he's expanding the mitzvah into the seventh day, and mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. And therefore, in and of itself, it would be a maisa mitzvah. Ella what, it's not zman tefillin. There is no tefillin on Shabbos. The answer is, he's setting up tefillin on Shabbos. Does he want to do so? Is he motivating to add and change the nature of the mitzvah tefillin from a 6-day mitzvah to a 7-day mitzvah? The answer is no. He's not interested in that. All he wants to do is save the tefillin. Ah, but nevertheless, since the Shabbos is connected to the other 6 days, it's not like wearing, you know, it's not like taking the Dalet Minim on Tu B'Shvat. He is expanding the mitzvah, meaning that Shabbos gets the status of a Maisa Mitzvah, as far as Baal Tosef is concerned. But Rabosai, I'll tell you the honest truth. I'm not happy with it. I would like to suggest another possible way. You know, Rav Salvechik and Rav Chaim before him used to always differentiate between a chiyuva mitzvah and a kiyuma mitzvah. So yesh lachkar. What does it mean, Shabbos loves man tefillin? Does it mean that Shabbos is mufka from tefillin? Or does it mean, you know what, I don't need tefillin on Shabbos. You're not obligated in tefillin on Shabbos. And I'd like to suggest the following. Again, leave Rav Gamliel out for just one moment, but just to understand the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama might understand that the Torah alleviates me of my obligation to wear tefillin on Shabbos. But the Torah never suggested that wearing tefillin on Shabbos is meaningless and is completely devoid of a kiyum mitzvah. Therefore, if a person opts to wear tefillin on Shabbos, he's not a meshugana. He's not a shaita who takes the five minim, the dal minim on Tu B'Shvat. He has obtained a kiyum mitzvah. And what does that gain for me? Well, in a normal situation, if he's only wearing one pair of tefillin, that means that tefillin now becomes a takshit by virtue of the kiyum mitzvah. I don't know if he'd make a bracha or not, does basically. But the downside is, right, the fallout repercussion is if he wears two pairs of tefillin, he violates Baal Tosef. Why? Because the pair of tefillin that he wears is a kiyum mitzvah. And if it's a kiyum mitzvah and he does it, even without kavana, by wearing two pairs of tefillin simultaneously, that is Baal Tosef. He is not doing something that's totally ridiculous, and Rabbi Gamliel would say, yes, that's totally ridiculous. There's no meaning, halachically, no approval or validation of wearing tefillin on Shabbos according to Rabbi Gamliel. So stam it's a maisa shtus. It's not a maisa mitzvah. It cannot be Baal Tosef unless he decides that he wants to expand the zman of the mitzvah. That's called kavana. He makes a declaration that I'm going to disagree with the Torah and with the Chachamim, you know, say, I need to expand the mitzvah, the obligation of tefillin, to Shabbos as well. That's like a guy who takes the dalad minim on Shmini Atzeres and he makes a public declaration. I hold that the mitzvah of dalad minim is not a 7-day mitzvah, it's an 8-day mitzvah. But in the absence of that, he's just interested in carrying the tefillin to save the tefillin. Then that's not a ma'aseh mitzvah on Shabbos. Shabbos is completely mufka from tefillin. And it's the same as taking the dalad minim on Tu B'Shvat. It's a ridiculous joke. That's not a ma'isa mitzvah upon which you could say that he's violating Baal Tosef. Comes along the Tanakhama and he says, Nein. It's not that the Torah doesn't validate and recognize the significance of wearing tefillin on Shabbos. There's no obligation to wear tefillin on Shabbos. You can be yotze with one os. You don't have to wear two os. You don't have to achieve two os. But it's still an os. And Shabbos is not mufka from tefillin, the way Rav Gamliel understood it. There is a meaningful kiyuma mitzvah, albeit without a chiyuma mitzvah. And that's going to be tefillin. Truth is there such a thing as kiyuma mitzvah and tefillin without a chiyuv? My answer is yes. First, I would prove it to you, but this is absolutely wrong, from the fact that every moment I wear tefillin, I get a kiyuma mitzvah, even though I'm not obligated to wear tefillin the whole day. That's totally wrong. I'm obligated to wear tefillin the whole day. The only thing is, I can't do it. But my proof is from Noshin. Now, the reason why we don't encourage women to wear tefillin is a different reason. That has to do with Gufnaki and Kedushas tefillin. This is an underzach. But if you talk about the mitzvah of tefillin, per se, then although a woman is not obligated in the mitzvah of tefillin, she has a kiyum mitzvah tefillin. Again, I'm getting myself into trouble because this is really a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah in general about mitzvahs that are women are exempt from. But let me go with the Ramah. I'm going to go with the Ashkenazic approach, right? That a woman who hears shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's a kiyuma mitzvah, and if she takes the lulav on Sukkot and sits in Sukkot, etc., she has a kiyuma mitzvah. And that's based on Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah is an Ashkenazic tradition. So if I go with that, the same thing should apply to tefillin. Or, I mean, again, don't hit me with, you know, over the head with this, because it could be, maybe tefillin is different, because man groma is only a p'tur, but tefillin might be a hafka, and that would be certainly Rabbi Gamliel. In the case of Shabbos, I don't know what he'd say about Nashim, I don't know. But there is at least a precedent within the constellation of tefillin that women could wear tefillin. Again, I'm not getting into the issue of women wearing tefillin. You know, I'm not such a liberal guy that I want to recommend that women wear tefillin. That's not my thing. I'm a little bit too traditional in that sense. But if you would ask me, does a woman have a kiyum of wearing tefillin? At least according to the Ramah, I have no question that the answer is yes. I think even the Beis Yosef would agree in this case. And the daughters of Rashi, I don't know, you have different. So what do I prove from that? That there's such a thing as a kiyum mitzvah tefillin without a kiyum. And if you're with me until this point and you accept my mathematical conclusion, then that could be the key to understand why Baal Tosef could apply on Shabbos when you wear tefillin if you hold Shabbos Lavzman tefillin. Why is it Baal Tosef? It's crazy. To say Baal Tosef on a day that doesn't lend itself to a mitzvah? Unless you're expanding the Zman, that would be Kavanah. That's from Gamliel. But Rabbanan is saying that he doesn't have Kavanah. His only motivation is to save the tefillin. But he violates Baal Tosef without Kavon. How could it be? Shalom bizmano. Stop a maiseshtus. So I'm suggesting that either you go with my first approach, that maybe since Shabbos is tzamud to the 6 days of Maisa, and therefore he's, in a sense, expanding the Maisa mitzvah into the seventh day, or, and this approach I think is much more exciting, to say that the Rabbanan hold that tefillin and Shabbos is not a hafka, it's only a p'tur. But a kiyum mitzvah there would be. And that generates a good news and bad news. It's good news if you want to wear tefillin on Shabbos, for those of you who like to wear tefillin on Shabbos, because you're going to gain a mitzvah, according to Tanakhama. But it's bad news because of Baal Tosef, if you're wearing two pairs of tefillin at the same time. So for he who wants to wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time on Shabbos, I have bad news for you. And that is that you have a violation here of Baal Tosef. Now this concept of expanding this man mitzvah might be relevant to the famous issue about Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, which means the following, that we don't make a bracha on a minhag. And that's why Chibud Arava, which is a minhag Nevi'im, we don't make a bracha on. So Allah, all the Rishonim asked the question, so how do we make a bracha on Morar, on the second night of Pesach, or on whatever Yontif Sheni Shel Golios we make a bracha. So I again, I maybe a million answers to this question, but just one answer that I want to suggest is that there are two types of derabbanos. There's what I call the yesh me'ayin derabbanon, which the Gemara calls ein lo ikar min haTorah, and the Gemara applies that to mukta, for example, or chulin shenishketu bazor according to Reb Shimon. And then there's yesh lo ikar min haTorah. That's not a yesh me'ayin. That's where the Chachamim are expanding the mitzvah beyond its biblical confines. And it could be the following. When we say Ein Mevarchim Ala Minog, like for example Chibud Arava, that's a Yesh Me'ayin kind of thing. You know, the Nevi'im created a mitzvah, so to speak, it's a Minog, to clap with the Arav on the sixth day of Sukkot. So that's a Yesh Me'ayin. We can't make a bracha on a yesh me'ayin. You know, when the Rabbanon or the Minog is to create something brand new that the Torah doesn't recognize. But in Yontif Sheni, that's already different. There the Rabbanon are expanding a mitzvah into a different time zone. But the mitzvah exists. So how you make a bracha on Chanukah and Purim, there you have to say Lo Sasur, the Gemara says in a few places, because that's a mitzvah derabbanon. But on a minig derabbanon, we don't make a mitzvah bracha. But Yontif Sheni, which is minig avoseinu v'yodeinu, we do make a bracha. And I'll affect the shayla. Everybody asks that question. But maybe we could say that this is not a yesh me'ayin kind of derabbanon. This is a minig which expands the time zone of a mitzvah from 7 days to 8 days, or from 1 day to 2 days, whatever it might be. So if I'm eating mara on the second night and I say Asher kinshanu b'sosu tzimara al achilas mara, or al achilas matzah on the second night, then you'll tell me, but it's minig avosenu v'yodenu, that doesn't allow me to make a bracha. But the answer is, it's a different kind of minig avosenu v'yodenu. It's a minig avosenu v'yodenu to expand the zman mitzvah. And it could be that that's what Rav Gamliel is telling me here, that if he has kavana to take the tefillin on Shabbos for the sake of the mitzvah, then he might be in violation of Al Tosif based on the fact that he's expanding the Zman HaMitzvah. Again, I'm not making an equation between the two. I'm just saying that we have in the universe, in the constellation of Halach, we have a concept called expanding the Zman Mitzvah. And Rav Gamliel wants to apply that to Bal Tosif. So when he takes the tefillin and wears them on Shabbos, if he has kavana for the purpose of mitzvah, then Rav Gamliel said he would be in violation of Bal Tosif. And I'm suggesting that's because he's expanding the Zman of the Mitzvah. Again, we have to end, but I just want to read the next kash of the Gemara. Ihachi, says the Gemara, L'Rabbi Meir, Zug Echad Nami Lo. The Gemara wants to know, we haven't gotten to Rabbi Meir yet, but Rabbi Meir might be the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, because you remember we had a whole discussion, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and therefore the Tanakhama says you're not allowed to wear two zugos of tefillin on Shabbos because of the Isur Bal Tosif. Is Zug Echad Nami Lo? He shouldn't be allowed to save even one zug. And the Gemara is holding now that expanding the Zman HaMitzvah is in and of itself Bal Tosif. So by adding Shabbos as the seventh day of Tefillin, you are violating Bal Tosif. V'od, and furthermore, according to the Tanakhama, who says that in order to violate Bal Tosif, you don't even need Kavana, is Ayoshin B'Shmini B'Sukkah Yilke. If he expands the mitzvah of Sukkah into the eighth day, which is in our context, you can call it Shmini Atzeres, he should get Malkus for that. He violates Bal Tosif. He's adding to the mitzvah Basukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim. He's adding an eighth day. And now we're going to have the issue of Chutz Laretz. What do we do with the eighth day in Chutz Laretz? We're going to sleep in the Sukkah. Right, has the Gemara say in Sukkah, Yisuve Yasvina and Brachalov Vachinon, so we're going to sit in Sukkah. And for those who sleep in Sukkah, who sleep in Sukkah on the night going into Shmini Atzeres. Again, it depends where you are in the world. If you're in Canada, I wouldn't recommend it. But anyway, so the question is, how can you sleep in Sukkah? You can tell you it's a Suffolk Shmini. I don't understand. I mean, if Mitzvah Shalom Bizmana lends itself to Bal Tosif, and he's going to have Kavana for the Mitzvah of Sukkah on the side that maybe this is the seventh day and not the eighth day, he's getting himself into real trouble. Because the very moment he has Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah, he might in fact be violating Bal Tosif. So we're going to set up an entire rabbinic mitzvah of sleeping in the Sukkah on the eighth day, which might entail a violation of an Issur D'Oraisa of Bal Tosif. How could that possibly be? So I'm going to leave us all hanging in suspense here until we get to the Gemara's answer in the next part of the Sugya. But I have a feeling that the Gemara doesn't really have an answer to this question, because if you look at the next line, it says, Al machvartuk yeshanina meikara. And the Gemara feels that this question has pushed us over the limits, beyond the pinnacle of the mountain, and we cannot maintain this approach to the machlokas between Rav Gamliel and the Tanakh. So, Belina, what I'd like to do tomorrow with you is two things. Number one, just summarize the whole sugya, the various five different interpretations of the machlokes. And number two, to try to figure out whether Shabbos is really Zman Tefillin or Lav Zman Tefillin, and that's going to be the Gemara's analysis. Okay, and so let's make a note of where we got up to on the top of Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Aleph. And we are up to E Hachi, which is approximately 10 lines down from the top of the...